Welcome to our paranormal afterlife. This is episode 199 of Paranormal Stories. In this episode, I'm talking about the work of the hypnotherapist Michael Newton. In the quiet spaces between life and death, where memory and consciousness blur, Dr. Michael Newton found a door. Behind that door, he discovered stories, hundreds and thousands of souls recalling a place beyond time, a spiritual home that lies between incarnations. His work would come to redefine how countless people understand the nature of the soul, reincarnation, and the purpose of human life itself. Dr. Michael Newton, a pioneering hypnotherapist and counsellor, did not begin his career intending to explore metaphysical realms. For much of his early professional life, he was an accomplished and pragmatic therapist, working with traditional methods of hypnotherapy to address issues such as trauma, phobias, and psychosomatic conditions. Yet as he guided clients into deep states of hypnosis, something unexpected began to emerge. Memories not of this life, but of another. What began as isolated incidents would evolve into one of the most significant bodies of work in spiritual regression therapy. Through decades of patient, methodical exploration, Newton documented a vast map of the soul's journey before birth, after death, and through lifetimes. His discoveries, presented in books such as Journey of Souls and Destiny of Souls, opened a window into a hidden dimension of existence. Today, his findings continue to inspire seekers, therapists, and those searching for meaning in the tapestry of life. Michael Newton was not, by temperament or training, a mystic. Born in California in 1931, he pursued an education grounded in psychology and counselling, earning a doctorate and building a solid career as a therapist. His approach was clinical and evidence-based. He often described himself as a skeptic at the outset, a man focused on emotional healing through practical, empirical methods. Yet in the 1960s, a chance encounter with a client altered the trajectory of his life. During a session intended to resolve chronic pain, the client spontaneously described a scene from what appeared to be a past life. The memory was vivid and coherent, complete with emotional and sensory detail that seemed to transcend imagination. Newton, though cautious, followed the thread. He guided the client deeper, testing the consistency and emotional resonance of the memory. When the client's pain later disappeared, Newton was forced to consider the possibility that the cause and the cure lay beyond the current lifetime. Still, he resisted the idea of reincarnation. "I was a traditional therapist," he would later write, "and I had no interest in metaphysics." But over time, the evidence mounted. More clients, under deep hypnosis, began to describe detailed recollections of lives in different eras, places, and bodies. These were not the hazy fantasies of imagination, but vivid experiences rich with emotion and meaning. The true turning point came when one client, after recalling a past life death, described drifting away from the body and entering a realm of light. There she encountered familiar presences, guides, loved ones, and a council of wise beings who helped to review her previous life and plan for the next. This state, which Newton would later call the interlife or life between lives, became the cornerstone of his research. Intrigued and deeply moved, Newton began to refine a method of hypnotic regression designed not merely to access past lives, but to journey into the spiritual dimension between incarnations. He developed precise protocols to guide clients safely through the death experience, across the threshold, and into the realm where souls exist in their pure, non-physical form. Over decades, Newton conducted more than 7,000 such sessions, each lasting several hours and meticulously recorded. What astonished him most was the consistency of the reports. Though his clients came from different backgrounds, religions, and belief systems, the stories they told of the afterlife were strikingly similar. They described entering a tunnel of light, being greeted by loving guides, meeting with soul groups, reviewing their previous lives, and preparing lessons and goals for the next incarnation. This remarkable uniformity led Newton to conclude that he was observing a genuine phenomenon, a shared objective reality of the soul's existence between lives. Far from being random imagery or fantasy, these accounts formed an intricate and interconnected cosmology. He found patterns, hierarchies, and even a kind of spiritual education system in which souls learn, grow, and evolve toward greater understanding and compassion. What Newton uncovered through decades of painstaking regression work was nothing less than a cartography of the soul's home. He was, in a sense, both therapist and explorer, listening, noting, and tracing the paths that countless souls reported as they returned to the spiritual realm. Through these narratives, he began to see the structure of what he described as the spirit world, a luminous, multidimensional realm existing beyond time, yet exquisitely ordered and purposeful. According to his findings, each soul follows a similar route after death. The initial phase often involves a sense of drifting or detachment as consciousness releases its identification with the body. Then comes the approach to light, an expanding radiance of love and intelligence that welcomes the traveller home. Souls frequently describe being met by guides or loved ones whose presence radiates recognition and affection. These encounters are profoundly emotional, filled with joy and reassurance. Many recall an overwhelming sense of belonging, as though they have awakened from a long, arduous dream. Once acclimated, the soul moves deeper into its spiritual community. Newton's clients consistently spoke of entering vast, luminous spaces filled with gentle energy, sometimes resembling cities or spheres of light. These were not static places, but environments shaped by thought, intent, and vibration. Here, souls reunited with members of their cluster group, a spiritual family of companions with whom they had shared countless incarnations. Newton found these clusters were small groups of souls, typically numbering between 5 and 20, who support one another through the cycles of learning. Each group is bonded by resonance, much like close-knit families or lifelong friends. They incarnate together in various roles, parent and child, lovers, rivals, or teachers, each role offering a chance to deepen mutual understanding and compassion. Beyond these clusters are larger networks, what Newton called affinity groups, linked by similar stages of development or shared purpose. Together, these communities form an intricate web of spiritual fellowship, a kind of vast and harmonious ecosystem of consciousness. After reunion, souls undergo a life review. This process, as described by Newton's clients, is both gentle and illuminating. In the presence of wise, loving beings, often referred to as the Council of Elders, the soul examines the just completed incarnation. Unlike the moral judgment often depicted in religious traditions, this review is compassionate and constructive. The soul experiences the effects of its actions, seeing how its choices impacted others, not to be condemned, but to learn empathy and responsibility. The council, Newton noted, does not punish. Its role is to reflect, to help the soul understand the alignment or misalignment between its intentions and outcomes. Through this dialogue, the soul gains perspective and clarity, preparing for further growth. Once this reflection is complete, many souls enter a phase of rest or rejuvenation. Newton's clients often describe this as immersion in healing light, a kind of energy restoration that repairs the strains of incarnation. Some spoke of vast halls of learning, others of serene gardens or spheres where they could absorb new wisdom. Time, as humans understand it, does not exist there. The soul's experience is fluid, guided entirely by its readiness to move forward. The next phase is one of preparation and study. Newton discovered that souls often engaged in specialized training to refine their abilities, Some study how to work as spirit guides. Others learn the art of inspiration or creativity to assist incarnated beings. A few serve as healers or mentors for newly returning souls. Each spirit's work reflects its stage of development. He observed that souls were distinguished not by rank, but by light, by the brilliance and texture of their energy. Younger souls, still early in their journey, radiated softer, less refined colours, while advanced souls glowed with greater intensity and complexity. Yet there was no hierarchy or superiority. Every being, regardless of stage, was cherished as part of the whole, engaged in the same timeless evolution toward unity and love. Eventually, the soul approaches the planning stage for a new incarnation. Here, Newton's clients describe consulting with guides and members of their soul group to design the next life. This process included choosing the circumstances, relationships, and challenges that would best foster growth. Souls reviewed potential bodies, families, even geographical regions, evaluating how each option aligned with their goals. Newton was struck by how deliberate this process appeared. The souls seemed to understand that life on Earth was both a school and a stage, a place where the tests of emotion, choice, and adversity could accelerate evolution. Even difficult lives, filled with hardship or loss, were chosen with purpose. Every life offered lessons of compassion, patience, forgiveness, and courage. He also discovered that souls do not act alone. Spirit guides, who remain in the non-physical realm while their charges incarnate, assist in this preparation and remain in contact throughout earthly life. These guides were described as luminous presences, wise and deeply empathic, who gently nudge the soul towards insight through intuition, dreams, and synchronicity. The image that emerged from thousands of accounts was breathtaking in its coherence. The spirit world, Newton concluded, is not a nebulous paradise, but a living, structured realm of consciousness dedicated to learning, healing, and service. It is a home filled with purpose, beauty, and love, an environment where individuality and unity coexist harmoniously. Today I was talking about the work of Michael Newton. A great way to support the podcast is to sign up on Patreon. Just go to patreon.com/ourparanormalafterlife or click on the button on my homepage, pastliveshypnosis.co.uk. And my book, Verified Near-Death Experiences, is out now on Amazon, and you can get it on paperback, audiobook, or Kindle. And if you enjoy this podcast, please leave a review and be sure to subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or via your favourite podcast app to make sure that you don't miss out on any episodes. And thanks for listening.